I feel the earth move under my feet. I feel the sky tumbling down, tumbling. Oh no, wait, that's just the approach of Cliff and Kendall.
Cliff and Kendall, Cliff and Kendall, Cliff and Kendall, Cliff and Kendall, Cliff and Kendall.
And Charles Lindbergh is a woman?
Yep.
Matt.
Are you?
Who? What?
We're owls. We're talking owls today.
Right.
Who?
I forgot. How did I forget such a vibrant, exciting topic as owls?
I don't know, Cliff. I don't know.
Owl? Who?
They're a hoot. They're a hoot. They're a hoot. This is Cliff and Kendall.
Oh, yes it is. I like it when you do it.
I'm terrible at it.
That's why I like it.
Oh, God.
So bad it's good.
We're Cliff and Kendall. We're internet talk show / villa program on KBSH. That's Rye 99 in Busheltown, and we're on at 4 a.m. on Sunday mornings.
C plus.
You're listening to
Rye 99.
I'm working on it.
Hey, that's...
If only you would tutor me.
Steady improvement is all we can ask for.
Well, but we're talking owls, right, today, Cliff, and we're in New Delhi.
Of course
in
we are.
India. Right here.
Beautiful. Have you seen such a beautiful city as New Delhi?
We've seen a lot of beautiful cities on this ride tour, and this is another one of them. Just gorgeous.
It's just stunning.
I love it. I love it.
Stunning.
And even this Applebee's, Cliff, we are here inside of the Applebee's right here in New Delhi, India.
Stunning.
Stunning. Stunning. I love it. It's beautiful. And Mrs. Potter Butter Butter, Butter Churn and Mrs. Snodbottom are over there having dinner.
I forget who their guests.
I don't. Yeah.
I'm sure they'll mention it. If they probably are going to be too busy to eat,
they
even come
in.
We'll see. I don't know. Maybe they won't come in.
I know that it's going to be hard to keep Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn away from a topic like owls.
Owls.
So
loves them.
Loves them.
I know that they've gone out so many times on those late night bird watching expeditions.
Of course, in those old barns.
In the barns, because you got to go stake out a barn owl. Wait, you have to wait for hours silently, motionless, for them to emerge.
And you know how hard that is with the bottom.
Well, you know, with the silent part.
Exactly.
It's a difficult situation, Kendall, but tell me something about an owl.
I'll tell you. Do you know what a group of owls is called?
A hoot.
No, it's a hoot to see them, but they're called a parliament.
A parliament?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, what a weird name for some owls.
What a damn weird name.
But, you know, there's 200 different species of owls.
Really?
Yeah, and they can turn their heads almost all the way around.
Oh, my God. And they're not even possessed by Satan.
Look, I hit you with the machine gun effects.
You sure did. And sometimes I wish you'd just hit me with a machine gun.
We've got some quite
particular owls, have we? Oh, my goodness. What's going on? What's happening?
Dear, we can't be talking about these owls just now.
I know, dear, but I'm trying to take my mind off of the stress. What is happening?
We've accidentally double-booked our dinner reservations here at Applebee's.
You ordered two dinners? That's the way we do it all the time.
No, dear.
No, not at all. Well, we did order two dinners, but we're at two different tables.
Why? I do not understand.
Okay, please, dear. Look, I had a wonderful evening dinner planned with the Dalai Lama. Dear, he's here over at the restaurant up there.
You know,
the Dalai Lama's here?
He's an old friend of Mrs. Potter.
He's a wonderful, wonderful man, dear. But we're over there having dinner, and we've also set plans for Mrs.
Nodbottom. An old bosom buddy of mine from the lodge back in Busheltown.
Dear, they're both so important. It's improper etiquette to cancel at such late notice. We're just having dinner with both of them.
Oh, yes, my friend, he's seated over in the smoking section. And, of course, the Dalai Lama is in the no-smoking section. And they both think we're in the bathroom. We've got to get back, dear.
Dear, you're right. It's so improper etiquette to leave. Let's get back, dear. We just come from the Dalai Lama, dear.
Let's go see the button. Here it comes.
Man, I'm exhausted just listening to them.
Oh.
You know, if they need help, we could go have dinner with them. I'm sure we'd have a lot of things he'd want to talk about.
I'm sure that we would.
No.
I'm
sure. No. No.
Like owls? No. We've got so many facts to go over about owls.
Owls. I have a fact.
All right. Hit me.
Kendall. Here. All owls have upright posture and forward-facing eyes that give them binocular vision. Can you imagine what they see is like in a movie when they're looking through binoculars?
Oh, that would be hard.
Isn't that hard? Owls' eyes, they're not spheres. However, are you shitting me? Kendall, sit down. Their eyes are tubes that provide better depth perception and allow them to see prey from great distances. But up close, their vision is not as clear. So can you believe, next time you look at an owl and just think about how their eyes are tubes.
Well, that's why they have to wear glasses in all those cartoons. Oh my goodness. That is great.
Tubes. Tubes, J-Rod.
Another thing that distinguishes owls from us is that they're nearly silent when they are moving, when they're flying.
Oh.
And we just go blum, 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 every time we take a step.
Oh, whenever I fly, I'm like, oh, can you move over? I've got some fat blob flaps to come over to this
seat. Like, I know, it's flapping in my face.
Would you mind? Could I have some more peanut?
All right.
All right.
I gotta do one thing before we move on. Crackpot, can you get like an appetizer sampler for us? Yes.
All
right. That goes without saying. That goes
without saying, Crackpot.
All right, Cliff.
Something about owls. Now, your favorite owl, is it the one that licks a Tootsie Roll Pop, or is it the one
that
knows which... What? You hate him?
Yeah, because he, every time he's like, one, two, and then he eats the person's lollipop.
This is an instance of people hate things that are them. You would eat that lollipop.
Well, I know. And I hate myself. Don't you see the connection?
Listeners, I am speechless.
If there's anybody I hate more, it's myself.
But no, what do you like? So do you like owl from Winnie the Pooh? Isn't there an owl?
Oh, I loved the owl. Yeah, owl. Oh,
Owly?
His name was Owl.
Oh.
And most of all, no. And there's Owl. Yeah, his name was Owl.
Oh. I don't remember that song.
You don't remember the Winnie the Pooh song?
Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
Winnie the Pooh.
Really all stuffed with fluffies. Winnie the Pooh. Wait, but it's the beginning part of it. Deep in the 100-acre woods where Christopher Robin played, there stood the enchanted acre wood where with Christopher's childhood friends. A donkey named Eeyore is a owl, and Piglet and Little Pooh, Tigger and Piglet and there's Owl, but most of all Winnie the Pooh. And that's when we go to the chorus. Winnie the Pooh. That was fun.
The Professor and Marianne here in the 100-acre wood.
It was a child's version of Gilligan's Island.
Sure.
Yeah. That was a long song about an owl, but yes, I loved Owl.
Love him.
I always felt as a child that owl was mean to the kids by eating their lollipop.
Yeah, well,
I was a fat child.
Kendall, his eyes are tubes. And
what do you expect?
Give him a break.
All right, Cliff, I got to give some shout outs. I got to shout.
I got to shout. Shout it all out. These are the things we are shouting about in India.
Oh, what? Are you talking
shout
to me?
Oh, idiot. Oh, my God. Okay. Kendall, I've got to shout it out.
Shout it.
I'm going to shout it out to who? But the owls of the world.
Oh.
Because owls, not only do they have tube eyes, they have three eyelids. One for blinking, one for sleeping, and one for keeping the eye clean and healthy. It's just the janitor lid. And the third eyelid.
I love that eyelid.
Yeah. It is also called the nictitating membrane, and many other birds also have it, including other raptors.
Other raptors?
I don't know what that means. Maybe it means velociraptors.
Yeah, you know, they descended into birds.
The velociraptors were owls. Can you believe that?
They still are. But you have
That's to what sh- they became, man.
You have to shout out to an owl because they have to stand so far away because they got tube eyes and they're seeing you from so far away.
Eyes, yeah, because their vision up close is not good, guys.
Yeah. So, Cliff, I'm going to shout out to Sheriff Frogblast.
Shout it out.
I am, because it turns out I had a couple unpaid parking tickets.
Oh.
Which turned into a warrant for my arrest in Busheltown.
Oh.
And a lot of phone calls, a lot of doing. Sheriff Frogblast got it all taken care of.
Oh.
So I'm no longer wanted.
Well, that's good. I could have told you that part.
Back to the way I like it, being unwanted.
Could have told you that part. Kendra, I've got to shout it out to this person who was at the bar in the motel the other day.
Uh-huh.
I was sitting there, and I don't know how it came. Oh, because, okay, I was drawing on a napkin, and I drew Bart Simpson on a napkin. And she was like, oh, my God, how can you, like, draw him so perfect? And I was like, well, I've been practicing for 30 years.
You're like, don't have a cow.
Yeah. I would have said that, but I actually had drawn that, like, as a speech bubble.
I was
going to
say,
without
a speech bubble.
And I was like, well, I practiced for 30 years. And somebody came up, and I was like, well, I'm 36. And she was like, what? And so I got a shout-out to her because she could not believe that I was 36. She thought I was so young looking, and it was just crazy.
You said it wasn't my mom with a hat on.
It was not your mom with a hat on.
All right.
Your brother is not in India.
Well, all right, Cliff. I have a shout out to Dolores.
You do?
Yeah, because she won again for the Best of Busheltown.
Yeah.
And I just want her to know if she needs some additional co-hosts. Now's the time to give her some shout-outs.
We could do little reports from all over the world.
Little reports. You need a little report from India.
Who wouldn't want a show with little reports from Cliff and Kendall, huh?
That's what the segment could be called.
That's what I mean, it's a good title.
It's a good title.
Little reports. Mm-hmm. I want to shout it out to all the fat people of the world. And I want to give them a tip. That if you're poor and fat and you're wishing, you know how sometimes you're sitting at home
and hoping.
Yeah, and you're thinking, I wish I just had a big peanut butter pie to eat.
You read my mind, yeah, right now.
Here's what you can do. You buy a dollar peanut butter jar and a dollar Cool Whip.
Uh-huh.
And then you just stick the spoon in one and you stick it in the other, and your mouth will never know that it's not a pie.
You know, my favorite thing to do is to get two jars of anything and just dip into one and then dip into the next one. Love it.
And just enjoy.
I just got to the point where I put peanut butter on everything. Because I buy just bulk jars of peanut butter.
Yeah.
And whatever is in there for dry, I'm just like, oh, that peanut butter go on that.
We're just here in India. We're having a nice, relaxed time.
I know. What in the world, dude? We made such a terrible mistake, Jordan. There's a terrible etiquette on both of our parts.
Oh, you know, my friend.
Oh,
Barry Watson from Busheltown. Oh, no. I accidentally called him Dalai Lama.
Oh, my God. It was terrible, dear.
Oh, and he looked at me very strangely, boy.
I'm sure he did not know the Dalai Lama was in the restaurant. I'm sure there was... You should not worry about that.
But now, are you on your way back over to see the Dalai Lama?
Yes, dear. He must think we've died in the restroom, dear.
Oh, no. Oh, he's over there looking on his phone, dear.
Oh, my goodness, dear. I'm so sorry to tell you that I may have to use your ballot tax as a request why we were here so long.
Oh, never, dear. You know, I won't allow you to besmirch my good name in front of the Dalai Lama.
Well, would you rather besmirch a name or have a bad etiquette?
Wait. When you go back to the Dalai Lama, would you please tell him that he's my third favorite Dalai? After Parton and Hello.
Yes, dear, I'll try to work that in.
Oh, don't be ridiculous, Buzz. Oh, dear, we've got to get back. He's looking around.
Oh, my goodness, just excuse us, dear. We must be going.
Oh, we're coming right away, Dolly.
Hello, Dolly, hello. Oh, okay. We were having such a relaxing time.
I thought it was just easy like Sunday morning.
And then it turned into Monday morning. Cliff, I just wanted to finally shout out to Bertram L. Rimey, the poet laureate of Busheltown.
Shouting out.
He wrote a wonderful poem about the pond scum problem in the West Busheltown swamplands. It's called Ode to Scum.
Mm. You have a copy of it?
I don't.
Are you going to read it?
No, I don't have a copy.
Oh, damn it.
They're hard to get here.
You know, years ago, Austin, he lost the login and password to our blog. If we had it, we could post it on the blog, but
yeah,
we can't get back in, can't there figure it out. Kendall, I've got one last shout out.
All right.
From over here on my side of the booth.
Go for it.
I want to shout out to the Busheltown Community Theater directors, Mitzi Rager and Tammy Pickle, for letting me audition via Skype for their upcoming production of A Chorus Line. I Skyped in. They had their auditions the other day. It was in the middle of the night here. That's, uh-huh. I remember I was in your room on the iPad.
Oh, that's what you were doing. That was being so loud in my room at night.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
And so, because you knew that because I was singing up a steep and very narrow stairway.
Well, I know you were singing. I didn't know you were auditioning.
To a voice like a metronome.
Well, did you get it?
God, I hope I get it. I hope I get it. God, I didn't get it. But I pitched them an idea, and I said I could Skype in every night for each performance, because we're on the Rye Tour.
On big screen.
And I thought that would be fun.
Yeah.
But as you know, even though I was in your room late at night, they could see that behind me, Charles the Contractor walked behind me in his underwear.
Why was he in my room in his underwear?
So he was in there because, remember, he got that little speck of mustard on his pants, and so he put him in there with your dirty clothes so you can wash him. Just a bit of mustard.
More gravy than of grave about him.
Oh.
Clip, I gotta take a break after that. Disgusted me. And where is our appetizers?
Oh, I would like some of that.
Everyone has regrets. Don't add missing Cliff and Kendall to the list. They'll be right back, so don't go away.
Is moral responsibility out of style? Our papers and our newsreels and, yes, our own observations tell us that immorality surrounds us as never before. We see violence in the streets, in our cities and suburbs, graft and corruption in the highest public offices to which we look for leadership, when scandal in local and national government has become so commonplace that many begin to consider it a way of life. Then I say that we, as a nation, are not far from the kind of moral decay that has brought on the fall of other nations and people.
In your heart, you know he's right.
You're listening to the fattest hosts around. Let's get back to Cliff and Kendall.
Welcome back. Owls. You know I'm a night owl anyway.
Yeah. Dude, what's the opposite of a night owl? Early bird?
Bird. Yeah, an early bird.
What were you going to say?
I don't know. Just random words stuck together again.
Bird
J is what I was going to
bird
say.
Bird J. Oh, God.
I don't know. Oh, God. I think it was those mozzarella sticks. They upset my stomach a little.
Uh-oh.
All right, but do you have any other favorite owls in history?
Favorite owls.
other than owls and the lollipop owls.
I love all the owls out there from... What's your favorite kind of owl? The spotted snowy one?
The barn owl.
Barn owl. Just a damn plain ass barn owl.
Yeah, I'm not for the all snooty owls, Cliff. I'm there for the regular Joe owl.
Well, all of them have tube eyes.
Oh, no. I've just been speaking to my good friend Barry. Oh, and I accidentally asked him how it felt to be exiled from Tibet.
Oh, my goodness, dear. It was terrible, dear.
I think he's on to us, Gollum.
don't think he understands that. What did he say? Oh, dear, he was very confused, dear. He shook his head and he said he wasn't freed from anywhere, dear.
No, he started mumbling and then he asked for some more sweet and low.
And then we forget, excused ourselves, dear, and we'll go to the bathroom again, dear, because we were too nervous.
Oh, now we've got to go back over to the Dalai Lama. I think they've just delivered our salads.
Oh, dear, I'm so hungry.
Oh, I hope they put that honey mustard dressing on the side.
Oh, dear, if they didn't, I'm sending it back.
Oh, we better send it back.
I would love a salad right now. Every time they mention something, it makes me really hungry.
Well, we are in an Applebee's in New Delhi, India.
Mm-hmm.
If that doesn't spell hunger.
I don't know what does.
Kendall, are you sitting down because several owl species have ear tufts on their heads? Kendall, they're not ears at all.
What are they?
They're tufts of feathers, and they indicate the bird's mood, help keep it camouflaged by mimicking branches, and can be used to show aggression. So if you ever walk up to an owl and it looks like it's shaking its ears at you, you better back the hell off.
Just smack you in the face with ear tufts.
It's gonna.
Well, Cliff, did you know
that a barn owl, your favorite of all, can eat up to 1,000 mice
year? Yes, that's what I was going to say.
Oh, my God.
I was going to say they're very much like us. They eat a ton of food.
Very much like us.
We're owls. We stay up at night. We eat tons of mice or food.
Yeah, Kendall, I'm not going to judge if you eat tons of mice.
I don't eat mice.
All right.
It's a mistake.
Just wait until the apocalypse.
Dear, I'm so sorry, dear.
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness, dear. The Dalai Lama, I think he's on to us as well.
Oh, he's so wise.
He knows all, dear. He handed us this beautiful tapestry and said, this is a gift for you. I think he's testing us, dear.
Oh, it's definitely a test. I think he blinked a little bit funny.
I think he gave you a wonderful gift. Look, I think you need to calm down. I think the best thing to do would be tell both parties involved what happened. I'm sure they'll understand.
Oh, no. You don't know anything about etiquette. Oh, my.
Oh, my goodness, dear. How would you know about etiquette?
Oh, no. Okay. He knows nothing about etiquette, dear.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm learning. I'm trying.
He's learning and trying and growing. And that's the best we can hope for is minuscule betterment.
Everywhere. I'm working on it.
He's a working girl.
I'm so sorry to be short, dear. We're just so nervous, dear. We must be getting back to your friend, dear.
Oh, we've got to get back. Oh, don't let me confuse him with the Dalai Lama again.
Oh, I'll try not, dear.
Oh, no. He'll hear the spot of mustard on his tie, and I'm very confused.
Oh, my goodness, dear. Hello, Dolly. Dear.
Hello, Barry.
Hello, Barry. Cliff. What would you do? I got one question for you. How do we usually start? What would I do?
I don't know.
What would you do?
We're just here in New Delhi.
What would I do?
In Applebee's. This is just life. Everybody out there, when you get worked up, when you have those crazy days. You know, just remind yourself, we are just humans on Earth. You know, I think my new theory about life is that Earth is just one of God's turds, and it's floating in space, and humans, we're just
the corn.
We're just bacteria feeding off the shit. Doesn't that say, that's religion. But anyway, Kendall, what would I do?
Speak the truth. What would you do? You'd go into a soliloquy on
you
turds.
You can't stop me from speaking the truth.
I won't. I won't try.
People have been trying to stop me for years, and
what would I do? I would not stop you from speaking the truth.
Don't.
But let me ask you a question about what you would do.
Okay.
All right, Cliff, you're walking down the street.
Walking.
In a foreign country.
Oh.
Someone walks up to you and just starts pointing at you and screaming at you in a different language.
Oh.
You've never met this person, nor have you done anything to them.
Uh-huh.
What do you do?
I guess I call you up and I hand the phone to the screaming person.
Well, that doesn't help me.
And I'm like, Kendall, please help me talk some sense.
Well, I wouldn't know what to do because obviously that happened to me and I didn't know what to do. I thought maybe you'd help.
Oh, well, you what did you do? You didn't call me.
I ran like a crazy person.
I ran so far away.
I guess if you called me, I'd be like, run.
All right, I mean, that's to be brutally honest, that's what I would do.
Good.
Kendall, what would you do? You are pooping, and suddenly you hear a voice. Turns out it's the voice of God, and he's in the toilet. He says he wants you to choose between two societal ills and pick which one is gone forever.
Uh-oh.
You can eliminate either racism or sexism. What would you do?
I would get under the bus. Oh, I would ask God for another wish.
And God says, no.
I would say, well, you're the all-knowing one. You should pick.
Kendall is going to get into a pissy fit with God, who has offered to either eliminate racism or sexism. The world's going to be better off either way. But Kendall is going to just stick it to the Lord, and he's going to wind up screwing us all.
And the Lord would say, that is such a cliff answer of yours. You need to give me a real one.
Listen, you wonder why he's such an angry God. That's evident now. I get it.
You know, I
tried to give you a wish.
Racism. Get rid of it.
All right.
And I know I'm going to be judged for being a male and answering that question.
Damn male. Oh, man.
Great. We're sitting on the beach, right?
Sitting on the dock of the beach.
And you have to make a Sophie's Choice, but no, I'm kidding. We both start feeling a bit of a sinking feeling.
Uh-oh.
And then you notice that I'm so large, I was blocking that sign behind us at quicksand.
Oh.
And so now we're knee-deep into quicksand, just sinking ever so faster and faster and faster. What do you do?
Well, you try not to struggle, and you grab the nearest branch.
Is that a branch?
Then, let's see, what would we do? We would be there, we'd be sinking, and...
This is the time you should call me, because I got an answer.
You're sinking next to me. What the hell are you going to do?
I'm going to reach over, I'm going to grab that sign that says quicksand, and lay it flat on the sand, so we can use it to get ourselves out.
I was just saying, we would just start singing, turn your eyes upon Jesus.
When you first said, just don't struggle, I thought you meant like, just don't struggle, let it happen, let yourself go.
No.
Okay.
But that's apparently the answer you want, so that's what I'll give you.
All right.
You just die. Alright, Kendall, let me ask you this.
Alright.
What if, let's say this, Tinkerbell has done sprinkled you with some pixie dust.
I'm excited.
And, you know, it's time for you to fly off to Neverland.
Uh-huh.
But you need to think a happy thought. What would you do?
I think a happy thought.
What thought would you think?
I would think of my mother.
Aww. Is that the...
Isn't that a wonderful answer?
I mean, it is.
It's not the answer you wanted.
No.
Just kidding.
I'd go out of my way to give you the answers you want.
I can tell. Let's see. I mean, that would be a good happy thought. I would think of anything from my childhood.
Okay.
Because childhood is such a magical time. I think that's what makes me think of magic. And that's what I think would give me the flight to get off the ground.
Yeah, well, I'm rejudging all the things I would think. She's a sparrow and...
Oh, you're going to make me cry, Quinn.
She's broken, but she's an eagle when she flies. Oh, bless her, Lord. Kendall, you're an eagle when you fly.
Well, let me fly.
That's Lord, all that fly. Is important.
Let me fly.
Well, you're, please fly.
It's time to take a break.
Yeah, it's time to take a break. It's definitely.
Oh, my goodness, dear.
Oh, no.
We just finished dessert with the Dalai Lama.
I accidentally asked him about our good friend, the Grand Poobah of the Lodge.
Goodness, it was terrible.
Oh, it was quite embarrassing. Oh,
did he get up and storm out?
Did he? What
no, happened? Dear, he didn't storm out.
Oh,
I think
no.
He knew, but dear, he was very polite about it and said he must be getting to his next engagement.
So polite.
But I know
so
he knew.
Wise.
I know he knew.
Well, but he's such a nice guy. I'm sure he did know, and I'm sure he understood.
And he'd known you so long, he knows what a wonderful person you are. You should not let it go.
Don't let it get to you.
Well, and how did the dinner finish up with your friend, Barry?
Oh, my goodness, we forgot about Barry.
Oh, Barry. Oh, we've ordered dessert. Oh, my ice cream hasn't melted.
Oh, my goodness, I don't know if I can hold anything else.
Oh, Sugar Lump, you're going to eat this ice cream.
Barry, we'll be right there.
Oh, Barry, get out the coupon.
Well, you could bring the ice cream back to us.
I want some ice cream.
I want some ice cream.
Kendo, ask me a damn stupid question before I lose my mind.
All right, time for the stupid question. First stupid question for you. Are there any household chores that you secretly enjoy?
No.
Oh, I guess I don't need to ask my follow-up question. Which ones are they?
No, there are not.
All right, Cliff, do you believe in magic?
Do you? Only in a young girl's heart.
Expecto Patronum.
What do you mean, do I believe in magic?
Do you believe in real magic?
What kind of magic?
It's like me asking, do you believe in Santa Claus? Do you believe in magic?
I believe in Santa Claus. All
right.
But I don't know. A good old friend of mine, we used to listen to this Jimmy Buffett song. Uh-huh. And it went like this. My head hurts, my feet stink, and I don't love Jesus. Remember that song?
Uh-uh.
Ah, it's great.
I love Jimmy Buffett. I've never heard that.
Well, look it up, bitch.
I'll look it up. How did that relate to...
Kendall, don't ask questions. The listeners, they'll get it.
Okay. Cliff, do you ever yearn for life before social media?
Kendall, sometimes at night I just sit in the dark and yearn.
But in all seriousness, do you ever think about a time before Facebook and Twitter and Jezebel? I can't think of another Jezebel. Yeah. What is Jezebel?
It's a website. Okay. In a Betty Davis movie. yeah, I do. I'm not, you know, there are good things and bad things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's a double-sided sword.
All right.
You win some, you lose some, and this has been a show about owls.
Oh, it's been a show.
I feel like we've been talking about owls for years.
I do too. This show has been a long show.
I don't know. I cannot tell you what we've spoken about other than owls.
All I can say is it was good.
It was a hoot.
It was a hoot. All right, do you have a quote?
It goes, hoo, hoo.
And that was?
Hootie and the Blowfish.
Owl. Oh, all right.
All right, do you have a quote?
My quotes were long.
Oh, then never mind.
I knew. You want to listen to a long quote.
I mean, is it beautiful? Is it life-changing?
Probably.
Well, then say it.
All right. The owl, he was saying.
This better change my life.
All right, then sit back and get ready.
I'm sitting.
The owl, he was saying, is one of the most curious creatures. A bird that stays awake when the rest of the world sleeps. They can see in the dark. I find that so interesting, to be mired in reality when the rest of the world is dreaming. What does he see, and what does he know that the rest of the world is missing? And that was MJ Rose. Now, was that a good quote or what?
Oh, MJ Rose. I think he
Get
knows. Somebody say hose. All right. Well, I'm Cliff. Is that the point we're at?
Yeah, and I'm Kendall, and I'm going to get some of that ice cream.
Oh, fudge.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.podbean.com.
The rest of the world.